Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. This morning, on my walk, I finished up Ram Shriram's 2007 publication, Know How, the 8 skills that separate people who perform from those who don't. Now, I hesitate to say I enjoyed this book, because reading and gleaning is not necessarily about what we enjoy. But I did enjoy it, both the reading, it was incredibly interesting, and the learning and implementing of these 8 skills that he discusses. Now, this is a book that is to be chewed and digested, to borrow the words of Francis Bacon. And as I do when I'm introducing a book, I want to give you a little of the background and substance of the book and the author before I share my aha moment. Now, when I talk about Ram Shriram, I'm referencing the best-selling author and global advisor to CEOs, not the Indian film actor. Jack Welch said about Ram Shriram, he has the rare ability to distill meaningful from meaningless and transfer it to others in a quiet, effective way. That is the truth. Ram Shriram came from humble origins in his family's shoe shop in India 35 years ago. Today he travels the world, and he's observing economies and leading companies. And in the process of that, he's advising and he's writing 25 books since 1998. Now, about this particular book, Know How, he writes, "Know how is what separates leaders who perform, who deliver results, from those who don't. It's the hallmark of people who know what they're doing, those who build long-term intrinsic value and hit short-term targets." So he gives us 8 know-hows, and let me just give them to you quickly. Number 1, positioning and repositioning, which has to do with the central idea of your business. Number 2, pinpointing external change, which is detecting business patterns. Number 3, leading the social system, which has to do with people and culture. Number 4, judging people, which is calibrating people and matching them to their roles. Number 5, molding a team. Number 6, setting goals. And number 7, setting laser-sharp priorities. Now, goals and priorities are things we hear about, but to me, those 2 chapters are worth the price of the book. It was fantastic. And number 8, dealing with forces beyond the market. Now, Shriram says this, "Command of these know-hows enables you to diagnose any situation and take appropriate action, lifting you out of your comfort zone of expertise by developing skills that prepare you to do what the situation requires, not just what you've been traditionally good at." Okay, now for my aha moment. And it had to do with the surprising amount of time that great leaders spend with their leaders. For instance, Jeff Immelt, when he was at GE, spent 30 to 40% of his time coaching, training, and managing people. Or Mark Fields, who did amazing work at Ford, said, "It takes blood, sweat, and tears to build a team, but the return on effort is huge." And I think anybody recognizes blood, sweat, and tears comes at the expense of time. And then he shared the story of Roberto Herencia, who's now a global figure, but then the vice president at Banco Popular, who was tapped to build the bank's North American business. And what Ram does is he recounts an incident when Herencia had to deal with some recalcitrant team member. And that particular individual was operating in a way that was detrimental to the overall purpose of the team. And anyone who's had a team member who's kind of gone off the rails, we know that becomes a challenging deal. So Herencia had to have a hard conversation with this particular individual. And in the course of dialoguing about it, we find out how much time Herencia actually spent with his team. And this was my aha moment, because it was in some ways counterintuitive to something else I've learned and practice. So take a listen, and then we'll talk about it.
In one case, he hired a leader with outstanding credentials and terrific references. The bank really needed the person's functional expertise, but Herencia kept noticing that the individual's ego was such that he constantly advocated for his functional area and couldn't seem to see how his function fit into the overall picture. After what Herencia now describes as a too long period of coaching and consideration, he asked the individual to leave. Few leaders devote the time Herencia does to building a team of direct reports, perhaps because they don't recognize the value. Herencia figures he may have devoted 20 to 25% of his time to the team-building process in the early stages. As time has passed and the team has matured, he finds himself devoting even more, perhaps as much as 50%. "It's becoming a bigger piece of my time," Herencia says, "because it's becoming more clear to me every day that this has real value and is what we need to do."
Leaders, with any degree of familiarity with Hersey and Blanchard's situational leadership model, understand that leadership engagement changes over time. When it comes to leadership and individuals, we help them move by directing them, and then coaching them, and then supporting them, and then delegating to them. And the implication for some is this: the stronger the leader, the less time the senior leader needs to spend with him or her. But Herencia and Emelt and Fields are providing me with a very helpful corrective. In other words, delegation of responsibility does not mean disengagement with relationship. In fact, it often means increasing time spent to continually sharpen that leader. "As leaders mature," Herencia said, "I'm upping my engagement from 20 to 25% to as much as 50% because it's becoming clear to me every day that this has real value and is what we need to do." So the better leaders get, the more time they get. And that is becoming my new leadership maximum and my thought on my walk with Ram Shriram and Know How, the 8 skills that separate people who perform from those who don't. The counterintuitive secret that leaders live by is the better leaders get, the more time they get. Now let me ask you, what are you going to do with that insight on your walk through life?